Paddle to the Amazon by Don Starkel. By 5:20 a.m., under cover of heavy rain, we were off to meet our fate. 4 hours of steady paddling brought us within sight of El Bluff, a huge promontory that drops sheerly into the sea and guards the city of Bluefields, a few miles to the south. By this time, the rain had cleared, and we were clearly visible. We hoped there was no lookout on the bluff. Our intention had been to head far out to sea, but at this point, we changed our plans, thinking that if we paddled in close to the bluff, we could probably sneak by along its base, unseen from above. But as we came within a couple of miles of it, we saw two tiny figures on the beach. At first, they were walking, but suddenly they stopped and peered out to sea. We knew they'd seen us. There was no longer any point in trying to get to the base of the bluff, so we angled slightly out to sea, hoping to be taken for locals coming into Bluefields. A minute later, we heard the crack of a rifle, erasing any doubt we might have had over whether the figures were soldiers. We froze. Then I shouted at Dana, "Let's go!" And we took off like a powerboat. One of the soldiers took off too, running south along the beach. At this point, we felt fairly sure we could pass the bluff before the runner could get to it, thus blocking his view of us and preventing him from following us further. If he had signal equipment, we were in trouble, of course, as we could easily be intercepted by a boat from the south. For 10 minutes, we paddled our guts out, expecting more shots at any moment. None came. We soon had the big bluff to our right and were invisible to the soldiers. Immediately, I swung the canoe to the southeast and headed out to sea. The farther out we went, the higher the waves got, and the better our chances became of not being seen among the swells. For an hour or more, we paddled in abject fear, both of us bent at ridiculous angles to make ourselves less visible. Our chins were nearly on the tarp. About 3 miles out, we swung due south again. Isla El Venado, which is 7 miles long, was now within sight. If we could get to it, we would be shielded from the mainland. In no time, we were alongside it, still paddling frantically, half expecting to see a patrol boat at any time. By the time we emerged from the protection of the island, we were well south of Bluefields. But we didn't let up for a moment. If anything, we paddled harder, excited by the possibility that we'd pulled it off. By the time we pulled ashore at 5 p.m., we'd come an astonishing 42 miles and were 27 miles south of Bluefields. Never had we paddled so hard or long. We'd been on the water nearly 12 hours. And were understandably joyous at our achievement. We came ashore at the little community of Monkey Point, and for 20 minutes or so, we couldn't stop congratulating ourselves, laughing at how they were probably still looking for us back at El Bluff. Now you see 'em, now you don't. For once, we'd given the military the slip.